Oh, gosh. We've never had to write these things down fast enough. Jason, the first song, I loved hearing your lower register, which we never
Paula?
We hear. The second song, I felt like your usual charm wasn't, it was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty. And the two songs made me feel like you're not fighting hard enough to get into the top four. So, David Cook?
No, we should just on the first song, though. Just on the first one.
Oh, just on the first
I thought you, oh my God, I thought you sang twice.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Just see, once, but no, Paula.
Just the first one, just the
Paula,
first one.
Paula, you're seeing the future, baby. You're seeing the future.
You know
she's
what?
Coming back.
Drugs.
All right.
This is hard.
Okay, Paula.
No, it's David. Drugs.
Paula, who is your favorite? Who is your favorite?
Oh, Paula.
Drugs.
Okay, what?
Who is your favorite?
Drugs.
Paula, who is your favorite?
Drugs. You know what? I'm looking at your notes, David. You're fantastic. And it was a song that wasn't known.
Okay, let me write this up.
You're all very, very lucky you got two songs. Jason, Forgettable. David Cook, Just Above Average. Brooke, A Nightmare.
No,
it wasn't a nightmare.
Now she wants to speak up.
Let me finish.
But you got to do it right away, you know? You got to get on top of that guy right away and nail him and get
That's
it over
right.
with.
Good evening, 007. My name is James Bond. And members of your curious profession are few in number. You have been recognized. Let's say by one of your opposite numbers, who is also licensed to kill.
Goldfinger.
That interesting car of yours.
Uh-huh.
I too have a new toy, but considerably more practical.
Yes.
You are looking at an industrial laser, which emits an extraordinary light, not to be found in nature.
Yes,
it can project a spot on the moon.
Sure it
or
can.
At closer range, cut through solid metal. I will show you.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
This is gold, Mr. Bond. All my life I've been in love with its color, its brilliance, its divine heaviness.
Free.
I welcome any enterprise that will increase my stock, which is considerable.
Goldfinger. I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Die!
There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
You're forgetting one thing. If I fail to report, 008 replaces me.
I trust he will be more successful.
Well, he knows what I know.
You know nothing, Mr. Bond.
Operation Grand Slam, for instance.
Two words you may have overheard, which cannot possibly have any significance to you or anyone in your organization.
Can you afford to take that chance?
You are quite right, Mr. Bond. You are worth more to me alive.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
And he gets away, right?
No, he dies in that one.
That's the one where Bond dies?
The one where Bond dies, the last Bond movie. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, April 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2008. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, Rob Roy McInnes.
Yes!
Talking creepy crawlers, bugs, snakes, poisonous things, stuff down in Florida that you can buy. Very, very cool.
Creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers. Robert the Angry Mailman and his travelogue from down under. Went down to New Zealand, I think a little bit of time in Australia.
Wow. He took a cruise.
Found some hookers.
Down
That's
under.
What he does. And it's another fabulous hump day, or we welcome it as Argument Wednesday.
Yay!
Are you sure?
And if we have time today on the show, the big show, we're going to play a brand new game. Get ready to play Tard Sharks.
Yes.
Yeah, whose mind did that come from?
Don't
get
know.
On the line to get on the air right now. Call 877-365-3636. We invite you to visit WJFK.com and click on my enormous head.
Click on Mike.
Once you're there, check out our podcasts, which are very, very popular. Post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you choose. Coming soon, and we know this for a fact, because we had a meeting about it today.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that settles it then.
I think it's called the Mike O'Mara Show, .com. Mm-hmm. And
maybe just Mike O'Mara Show, .com.
Mike O'Mara Show, .com. Well,
yeah,
it's going to look good.
It looks not up yet anyway.
Very, very pretty. They have it all laid out without any of the real content, but I saw the colors and the colors.
Oh, it's in color.
The colors are just
divine.
Yes,
we're broadcasting in full color.
Wonderful. Bro. Very, very exciting colors. Before I get to my my incredible event of not less than 2 hours ago.
I can't wait to hear it.
Beth Ann, remember what we said? I said I would love to have you in here for the very first break of the day.
Have a good show, Beth Ann.
Have a good show. This is what Beth Ann does. This is literally what I hear Beth Ann do. Now, see, you're part of the opening. I'd like to have you in here. We had that discussion. You forgot, and that's probably why.
No, I didn't forget.
What, you didn't want to?
No, I forgot.
Now, hold it. You just contradicted yourself.
Paula Abdul, ladies and gentlemen.
But at the show meeting, there was like so much stuff. I thought, well, maybe he doesn't want me there. Well,
there was an average amount of stuff. It wasn't like
super
overloaded.
The first clue of him wanting you here is when he said he wants you here.
That's right.
Remember that part?
I said in the opening, which is really our kind of like our roundtable for getting the show going, and when we cover a lot of ground. And we
set the table.
Set the table for everything. But right before we're going to go on the air, Beth Ann is leaving the studio, and she looks back at Rob, and she says, "Have a good show," as she's walking away.
And
I said, what are you, getting on a cruise ship?
Yeah, like from the dock.
Are you going away? Is that your way psychologically of like,
right?
You're on your own.
Good luck, suckers.
I've done all I can do.
I said, Have a good show.
Well, you know, if I said that, I meant it.
Yeah.
And why didn't you say, "Hey, where are you going, biatch?"
It
Get
sounds
your ass
to me
here.
Because you're gone, and that's a very heavy soundproof door. And when you're gone, you're gone.
Did say something to her.
I was in the other room. I'm like
while
7 feet
away.
While
the door was open,
it sounded to me like you
Argument
were
Wednesday.
You were leaving him. You were leaving him to do something. Yeah, like he's. He's like
miraculous.
Captain Queeg or whatever. Not Queeg, it's Bly.
Yeah, Captain Bly.
Who's left out in the ship that's floating out in the hot ocean.
And she disregarded your remark because after she screamed from the pier, after she said,
"Have a good show.
Have a good show.
Enjoy yourself. You're on your own now."
You said to her, you said, "You're on it too."
Yes.
And she just her shirt never touched her back.
But you're here now, and we'd love
Which
to
is
have
saying
you here.
Something.
I know the boys and I
the guys
would love to have you here every day at the beginning of the show.
We have questions
about Beth Ann and her boys.
With one caveat, one small warning. In the event that there's something that if you start communicating the way you can sometimes where it just you know this and you know I love you, that it drives me insane, I'll just say, okay.
Goodbye.
Go produce.
That's right.
That's what I'll say.
Sorry.
I'll say
Simon Cowell.
No, you're just not, Beth Ann, you're not communicating
Boo.
The
problem.
I'm talking.
Boo.
You're just not saying things in a normal human way. Sorry.
Have a good show, Simon.
Sorry, very, very much. Sorry.
Normal human way.
Yes. So what it is, it's a standing invitation that can be rescinded at any time.
I'll give you an example, a very fresh example of not communicating.
The email?
In a normal, no,
okay.
Fresher than that, in a normal human way. You came in here and we said, I spoke to you about joining us at the beginning of the show and you forgot. She said, no, I didn't forget. And then you sat down and she said, yes, I did.
Well, that was just a... I didn't want to argue.
It's a very McBridian way. It's a McBridian way of handling things.
McBridian.
It's very McBridian.
On the McBridian scale.
Exactly.
That's perfect.
That's
the McBridian scale.
Pretty good.
We got a lot of people calling because you're here, obviously. But
how does that work?
Well, people love Beth Ann. That's
it's
just the way it goes.
It's time to call in.
Okay.
George.
Good luck. Have a good phone call.
All right, kids.
Yeah.
George in Mechanicsville, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
How's everybody doing today? Listen, Mike, I think your first break was great. The way you picked apart Beth Ann, fantastic. But your second break, it's really lacking. I don't think
was it
you know,
pitch, was
you
it
really show you really
George,
wanted the
George,
show to keep the
George. We haven't done the second break yet.
We're
second break hasn't
break.
Happened.
Oh, What? No.
Yes, get on your meds.
That was pretty good.
Well done. Well reenacted.
We have a call from Matt in Annapolis. Matt, you're on the show. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I actually called in to play the game because you said calling to play the game.
Calling to play what game?
You said something about a game.
Well, we're going to play a game. That was my
later you can call
billboard for the show. And if we have time, get ready to play Tard Sharks.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, the fact that you've called in now means you might be a candidate for the game.
You're qualified.
Might be overqualified.
Good
Let's
luck,
put
Matt.
Him on hold.
That's Matt. Yeah, for the entire show.
We exactly. applaud his eagerness.
That's scheduled at the very end of the program. Alan from Fredericksburg.
Hi.
Fredericksburg, you're on the show.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
How are you, Alan?
Mike, I am extremely desperate, and you're the only one that can help me.
Wow. How so? What can I do for you? Please tell me.
I'm tired. I'm stressed out. And at the end of the week, the only thing that I can think of to give me some relief is for you to give me nationwide tickets down to the Richmond race. I love you, man. I'm a big fan of yours.
Did we...
We have some.
Do we have any left? I think we should just give it to him.
Do you have a family?
Now, hold on. Oh. Now, there are standards that we have to uphold.
Oh, are there?
You know, I was talking to BDK, and I was listening to his movie show over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Always do.
Yes, I do. I'd like to. I never miss it, Rob. I never miss the BDK movie show.
What time is it on?
BDK does a little trivia thing on the movie show where he has people calling in and answering trivia questions. And you know what he was doing? You'll agree with this. He was giving away the tickets whether they answered the question correctly or not.
He's eager to have callers.
But this is to please.
This is the standard, Alan, that we set for my show, for all shows that go after it, and for all shows that have come before it. Alan, when you want something, you have to earn it on some level. You have to do something besides just begging. Now, you're in Fredericksburg, right?
Right.
The race is until this weekend, right?
Right.
You're in Fredericksburg. You could come up here to Fairfax to get your tickets, right?
Absolutely. I can be there in less than an hour.
What could you do on this show today to earn these tickets? If you're calling and begging, you know, in fact, I'll even give you a suggestion. We like things to be shaved. And I'm not talking about your nether regions. Do you have a full head of hair?
Yes, I do.
Would you shave your head for these tickets?
I'm a brother, and I actually got an afro.
Would you shave your afro for these? You didn't sound like a brother. You sounded actually like a redneck.
Sounded like Sam Elliott.
I am. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I will be willing to shave my head.
Fantastic. Wow. You come up here and you shave your head. Do we have clippers lying around anywhere?
I'm sure we can scare some.
We can get some clippers. Alan, if you show up before the show's over, I will give you two tickets to the Nationwide Series 250 at Richmond International Raceway, all right?
Man, that's awesome.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information. And
good negotiation.
Good luck to you.
Excellently played, Mike.
Speaking of racing, I'm coming into work today. Buzz and I go to the same sandwich shop to get our little Subway. You know, Fat Jared, we go to the same place. Because I find that eating Subway has allowed me to lose just a massive amount.
That's your secret?
Look at that.
It was Jared's secret.
You're going to have to get closer to the mic if you can.
Eating Subway. I saw Jared holding your old pants. Yeah. Your old pants in the store there.
Eating Subway and like 13 chocolate-covered oranges yesterday on the show that they brought in for Big O and Dukes. Really, that should be the name of this show. We steal food from the midday show.
Leftovers.
Whatever's left.
What they can't eat.
But that was good for you because it had the oranges in it, Mike.
Has anybody fessed up about what we did on Friday?
What? I don't recall.
No one's even noticed.
You know.
Well, that wasn't Friday. That was Monday that we did that, if we're talking about the same thing.
You're right. Monday we did. We stole.
Snacks.
We stole from a listener.
We stole a snack.
It was a prize. He had 2 days. He never picked it up.
It was two snacks. I took the bag of TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks.
I didn't know you did that. Now it's much more serious.
And the bag of Chipotle
Now those were great.
They were fantastic.
I finished
them.
So if that listener is, you know, counting on, you know, why is my bag half empty? It's because we stole.
Why is everything open?
Perhaps the listener should look at the bag as half full.
But I digress, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
I'm at the Subway. And no, I already covered that.
And Buzz is there with you?
Not yet. No, okay. I was in and out of there early today, so I missed whatever he's about to tell us. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, this is a little freaky. I'm standing outside the Subway, and I rode the motorcycle today. It's a little too chilly to ride, but I felt like I had to get on my hog, BA.
Right.
I had to get on my hog. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a man. I'm a big biker man, and I wanted to ride my hog to the Subway to get my special Subway low-fat sub.
All the mayo.
So I can watch. No, I actually put light mayo on mine.
Okay.
Two points. 2 points if
you're
on
Weight
Watchers.
Are you doing the point thing?
Yeah, I'm doing Weight Watchers.
2 points just for mayonnaise?
Yes, yes,
Rob. How many points do you get a day?
It's all fat.
This is something you don't want to trouble yourself with. No, okay? This is an area you don't even want to ask these questions. It's not your depth of expertise.
How many points do you get a day?
31.
Jesus, that's 1/15 of your points for a condiment?
Yes, it is. Condiments are very significant in fats. Mm-hmm. Condiments add up to a lot. If you have regular mayonnaise, it's even more than that.
You should have mustard.
Yeah, it's spicy brown mustard is actually less.
Spicy brown is less, and so is honey mustard, but sometimes you want that mayonnaise fix. You know, I'm an Irish Catholic guy. We like mayonnaise.
Well, light is good.
Mayonnaise.
I wish you'd reconsider.
Outside the Subway, and I notice that to my right, coming in, actually leaving the parking lot, he's getting ready, is another Harley. Uh-huh. And he's got a cool hat on. He's got the German hat, you know, the German helmet.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, and he's got his baseball cap underneath it,
right,
flipped over backwards.
Good look.
So he's got the German helmet.
Yeah,
it's a look that says class, in my opinion.
Does it say safety?
It doesn't say safety.
Okay.
In fact, this guy is a little older than me, and he's also a little more bikerish than I am. And I'm kind of looking at him and going,
Brothers.
I'm working on that. No, you don't. I didn't acknowledge. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Right.
You know, it's the world of cool, Bethann. You got to, you know, the whole biker world is new to me, and I'm trying to do it the right way. But, you know, I kind of looked at him, and he was focused on his bike. Looked like he was having a little issue with his bike. Hmm. So he's in the parking lot, and I turn away, and I go walking towards the Subway, and he fires up his bike, and, man, we're talking super loud. Much louder than mine, and I've got an amazing, you know.
Is very loud.
I've got a very loud bike. This bike is 2 times louder than mine.
Wow.
Is it bigger than yours?
No, it's about the same size. I got a fat boy. His looks like it's like maybe a Road King, something like that. So he fires the thing up, and I'm just about to walk into the Subway, and I see him come up to the driveway where he's going to spit out onto Main Street here in Fairfax, Virginia, and his bike dies. Is it Main Street that we're talking about?
That's right.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
It's Main Street, and his bike dies, and he's right at the slope where he's going to kick out onto the road.
Right.
So I hear vroom, 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 vroom,
vroom.
It dies again, but he's right in the mouth of the driveway, and everything is fine. Mm-hmm. And at that very moment, I receive a phone call from Chicago. And, of course, Chicago means my agent calling me. And
a pleasure call.
Always a sweet call from that. And it's, you know, it's one of those deals where it's important to call your agent. And,
you
know, it's the little
thing.
Hey, how you going? And so I dial up Chicago. I get the reception.
You know.
Lady, I've been, how long have I been his client? Only 20 years, 20 plus years. Right.
And he would know you from?
Who would this be?
Right.
This is Mike O'Mara. And who are you with? You know, that type of thing.
With you.
And I said, listen, I need to speak to... I got to call you back. And I hang up the phone, and I turn around because my back was to this, and this guy is out halfway in the street, and he's been hit by an SUV.
Oh my God.
He's been hit by an SUV. Yeah. SU none.
Mm-hmm.
And he is on the ground, and I go over to help the guy.
Are you the first on the scene?
I am the first. There's a lady.
God.
There's a lady sitting on.
Yes.
Thank you. But my back was to the accident, so I am not a witness. I have to point that
out. Good for you.
Listen, listeners, I am not a witness.
Stick to that story.
If any of his Buzz! If any of his relatives are listening, he should know. Uh-huh. I am not a witness
because
to this story.
Because you turned your back to take the call.
Right. I had no idea what happened. I just, you know, looked away and heard the... And I hear, oh, God, oh, no, God, no. And it looks to me, as I'm running over towards the guy, it looks like the bike is on him.
And I just pictured you running up.
I did. I threw my helmet down and ran over to the scene of the accident.
Right.
Because the bike was and it's a, you know, it's a fraternity, don't you know?
I mean, brotherhood.
The brotherhood of bikers.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Sure.
Hey, you're a biker, you're a biker. You help out another brother. Right. You know, I mean, that's it. You run over there. That's the way I think you're supposed to say it.
Yeah. That's in the handbook, right?
But I'm so late, and I've got to have my low-fat sandwich.
The book that came with your bike?
The book that says, so you want to be a tough guy. So I run over to the guy, and he's a little out of it. He's holding his leg.
Ground?
He's on the ground, and it looks like the bike is on top of him.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing I'm going to do is I remember there's a way of very easily picking up a heavy bike. You know, these bikes weigh 700 pounds. So I'm going to turn the wheel so that the bike kind of almost sits up itself, and then you just lift it up.
Yeah.
That you remember that from our our class that
Absolutely.
We had. Buzz, I swear, Buzz will relate to this. I grab the handlebar and I start the engine up.
No,
oh, no,
oh, no,
to God! Like and he goes,
what are you doing, man? Turn the engine off.
And I started off, and I not only, I hit that, you know, the button, the starter button. I guess the thing obviously was still engaged. The ignition switch was on.
So
and I went, and he goes, what are you doing, man? It sounds like Randy from American
You're
Idol.
You're a member of the Brotherhood.
You're helping
I'm
him
helping
out.
You, brother.
Not anymore.
I couldn't believe it.
He got sucked into the gearing.
Oh, I thought really, like, give
did.
His ankles there and something goes. But no, he was like, he was really not. The bike was hardly on the guy.
Right.
But I did manage at this point. And at this point, I'm thinking, 4 weeks out of major back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Why don't you, that's a real good idea,
pick
Mike.
Up 700.
Lift up 750 mm-hmm. pounds.
Your mm-hmm. adrenaline was going. That's what it was.
Yeah, but well, maybe it was. But I got all I know is the bike went up as easy as anything. I mean, I turned
you
it.
Put
this
it up
is
over
a.
Your head.
It's the steroids.
I lift the bike up. I twist it to the right, and the guy is still going. At this point, there's a sheriff, a deputy sheriff, that's right there.
Where's the person from the SUV?
She has pulled down about half a block.
He's getting a sub from the subway.
She's standing outside the car. I think it was the lady that was driving it.
Can you describe her demographically?
She is Saisha-esque.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She's, she looks a, pretty, like, a little bit like Saisha. She's a young black woman, and she is standing out to the right. Then I say to the girl that's sitting on the bench, I said, were you a witness? Did you see this? She goes, yeah. He just kind of popped out into traffic. And what happened was his clutch wasn't engaging. And that's what was causing him to stall. And finally, when it really did, he let it out too far.
Threw him out
so the bike just thrust it out into traffic. And bingo.
Is that an elementary biking skill?
I think
he had a mechanical issue.
He had mechanical issues. Yeah. This guy had been a biker for a while. I could tell by looking at
it. Now, when you started to pick up the bike and the engine started again, did it lurch forward because it was still in gear? Or?
I did not turn it over. I actually just put it in neutral, and I wheeled it up onto the sidewalk.
No, but I mean, when you first started to lift it, and to your surprise, the engine started, did the bike lurch at that point?
No, because it was on the side, and neither of the tires were touching the ground.
Thank goodness for that.
But it was causing him to go, stop! Turn it off, idiot! I felt like...
What are you doing?
Because all of a sudden you're the hero and you're over there going,
and then you're the zero.
I'm a from hero to zero.
I am 2.3.
I'm going to rescue the guy and I turn the ignition. I felt like such an ass.
I wish I could have seen you hold the bike up over your
what's
head.
What's the condition of the bike?
Hold on a second. This guy, Alan's got a question. The guy that we want. Alan, is your question, should you shave before you get here?
Mike, I owe you an apology.
What?
Because I don't have a full afro. My hair is really close cut, and I owe you an apology.
See, he was going to lie to you. He was going to try and structure
but a
it.
But a shave is a shave.
A shave. What else could you do? I mean, well, a shave, like to shave the
what he has left or part of it.
Cue ball bald.
But if it's close cropped, especially on a brother.
Shave his eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Yeah. Yes, Beth. That's it. That's it. I love having you in here.
Thank you.
Because usually, because you know how our minds work the same way.
Eyebrows.
I was just going to say eyebrows.
Well,
that's like the other thing we did.
Now
he
you
doesn't
love
have
her.
Eyebrows. He doesn't have eyebrows.
What misanticipate sentences? What? Anticipate sentences says what?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not talking to you,
talking
Alan.
To me.
I was talking to Beth Ann. You'll shave your eyebrows for us when you get here?
Mike, I'm sorry. I can't do that, man.
Okay. All right. Hey, you are out of there.
Draw them in.
Enjoy trying to get those tickets to the race. You know, hey, we have to be stern.
I never liked him. No, we don't want to be him.
We have to be firm but fair.
He agreed too quickly.
Kevin from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I need food.
I'm scared.
I'm starving.
A starving Sacramentan.
When are you going to send me the food?
I'm sorry. We can't make exceptions,
no,
can we?
No.
I told you to buy rice, Kevin.
We're depriving a lot of listeners. So anyway, we had that meeting about the website today. The website looks good. I got here and my heart rate was going a mile
well,
a minute.
Sure, yeah. How is he?
Here's the deal. I shouldn't say this. I will say it anyway. I have my wallet's at my house.
Uh-huh.
And so when I had shut up, Rob. Shut up.
I was accentuating it.
My wallet's Mike. My wallet's at my house. I forgot my wallet today.
Oh,
and I realized with
when the police got there.
So you ran. You took off on foot.
You're such a stain, Spiewak. I swear
to
God.
You fled.
Ooh. Ooh. Say it again. I won't do it this time.
I left my wallet at my house.
Oh, no.
No big whoop, but there were cops around.
Uh-huh.
And then the emergency vehicles. And so since I hadn't seen the accident and I'd wheeled his bike onto the sidewalk.
Right.
I did all you could do.
I did what I could do. God, this is one of those deals where they'll find out it's me that was there, and then they'll make up something, you know, like he lost a baby toe because I turned the engine on.
Now, when I circled back by later, you know, I normally stop there earlier or later, and today I went earlier, so I drove by it at about the time that I would normally be there, and I saw the two fire trucks out front, and I thought, you know, gee, I hope that's not Mike. I better get to the studio.
That's why I really consider this, for no particular reason, your fault.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally your... The accident is your fault.
Okay, you know? Let's say that.
Well, Buzz knows that this area is not exactly conducive to even traffic flow.
To anything.
It's horrible.
It's not conducive to anything.
It's a dangerous driveway.
It's very bad. It's bad, very bad.
Very bad.
How is your clutch?
My clutch, my bike is very well maintained. My Fat Boy?
Yes.
My Fat Boy is, that's the name of the bike, Beth Ann. My Fat Boy is very well maintained.
Now, is this the subway that's up by Waples Mill?
No. This is the one downtown in Old Town Fairfax. Old Town.
Right. Oh, that's a horrible location to get in and out of.
It can be tricky sometimes.
Well, take care of your clutch, sure.
And has your adrenaline settled now?
Yeah, I'm
fine.
I'm
fine.
I'm very
fine.
I'm just
fine.
Yes.
You were really keyed up when you got here.
I didn't realize that until halfway through the website meeting. I'm just sitting there going,
"Hi Jeff, how you doing, Jeff?"
Well, the guy was not making a lot of sense.
Oh wow.
All he was saying is like, "What's the other car? What's happening in the other car, man? What's wrong with the other car?" And he's grabbing his leg.
I bet he talked like that before the accident.
Before the accident, he said, "I would like a meatball sub, please, with just sprinkling of parmesan."
He was hit by an SUV.
Well, anyway, that's it. So I'm here, and hopefully that guy's okay. Didn't look like a broken leg. Looked like maybe he skinned his leg a little bit, got a nasty
bruise.
Did
he stand up, or was he still laying
down?
He
sort of stood up. they sort of.
Was he running home by then?
They helped him to his feet.
He was hobbling?
By the time he got to his feet, and there was a sheriff there, all the emergency vehicles were there, and I kind of snuck away.
Good for you.
I was originally going to sneak away through the back of the parking lot.
Like Superman.
Have you been in that parking
lot?
Yeah,
I'm very
familiar. I'm
intimately familiar with it.
Do you know the...
that's mysterious.
In the back where, like, the George Mason University students come down that hill?
Yes, yes.
That steep mud hill? Mm-hmm. I was really thinking about, like, pulling that move.
What are you, like, the fugitive? Harrison Ford running away?
I was going to do a Robbie Knievel move.
You were going to take your motorcycle on a steep, muddy hill.
It was a steep, muddy hill, but then you would have had to go, you would have had to do the...
That wouldn't have attracted any attention.
The only reason that would have been good is that the ambulances were already on the way.
Didn't do that. Instead, I crept through the little crack between the sheriff's vehicle and the big ambulance, the ambulance that was there.
And you turned your collar up and you adopted a foreign accent.
With the cigarettes in your sleeve.
Hey, no, not about this injury. All right, enough about moi.
Yes.
We don't talk about this show very often anymore on the show. We occasionally reference it, but we have to say, what the F happened last night to American Idol?
Horrible, Mike. Horrible.
Do you watch that show, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
You watch it on a regular basis?
Yeah. I love the new phone calls where they take the phone calls.
You like the show now?
I always did.
You haven't like backed off from your love of the show?
No.
Even after last night?
What is wrong with last night?
Oh my God.
I know.
Let me tell you what's wrong with last night. First of all, Rob and I are obsessive about the show.
Right.
You will agree, was this not the first time they have ever not gone to the judges after the first song?
They have never not done that, and the judges are the best part.
And it seemed to me, did it not to you, a last-minute decision?
Well, they didn't seem to understand. Paula certainly didn't understand it.
They had done something. Now, first of all, Buzz had had a story on his newscast about the fact that American Idol has been tweaking with surveys what they're going to do on the show because their ratings are down by 7%, and they're worried about the host. They're worried about too many judges. They're worried about the contestants that they're getting. The show is very, very on the bubble.
It's peaking.
It's being scrutinized.
No, it has peaked.
It's past that.
Do you think?
Yeah, I know that, because not only the overall ratings down 7%.
Yeah, but they have 31 million people watching them.
It's still a number one show, but people like you and the prime target audience, women, young people, Rob, that viewership is now down 20%. Far more substantial.
I'm even souring on it, and I was the biggest champion of all.
Well, this, I think the day before, on Monday, was the big news story that American Idol's ratings are down, and they are sending out these questionnaires about Ryan Seacrest and whether you like the judges.
Doing away with the entire audition process show.
And then fast forward to Tuesday night, and suddenly they skip a step where you don't hear the judges review the contestants after the first song. And I'm saying, this isn't normal. This isn't right. And the judges... it looked to me like this was kind of a last-minute decision that
they made.
Not
only that, for a one-hour show to shoehorn in 10 songs,
right?
That's too many.
It's ridiculous.
The songs were like 45 seconds each. And for the first time in weeks, they could pull from a good catalog,
right.
Neil Diamond's catalog.
You're on your own there.
I am a gay American.
Rob really likes the Neil Diamond catalog.
I am a gay American.
What's a better catalog, Neil Diamond or Mariah Carey or what's his name, Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I like the Andrew Lloyd Webber show.
Yeah, so you give me a difficult choice there. But Neil Diamond. They're all the same, really, if you ask about me. They're all...
I am a gay American.
That's
but the
what
songs
you're
were
at.
Ill-chosen, and they were too short. And Neil Diamond was not looking well.
But the significant question for last night's show, didn't you get the impression, looking at the show...
That they're trying to fix it?
Like at the last minute.
That's what I got.
Like a producer came on 10 minutes before they were going to go
on
the air.
Here's what we're
going to
do.
We're not going to go to the judges in the first round of songs.
Right.
And I think it completely confused them. Well, obviously, play the tape that we have. This is, if you didn't get a chance to see it, this is last night's American Idol, where Paula completely forgets that they have actually had only one round of songs.
Come on.
Paula?
Oh, gosh. We've never had to write these things down fast enough. Jason... The first song, I loved hearing your lower register, which we never really hear. The second song, I felt like your usual charm was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty. And the two songs made me feel like you're not fighting hard enough to get into the top four.
So, and no one stops her.
David Cook?
No, we should just on the first song.
They just on the first one.
No one stops her, but the audience laughs.
Mm-hmm. The audience is like tittering in the background. They're laughing at her because she's totally clueless.
And the contestants are stone-faced. They don't need to say anything or
right.
what.
Mm-hmm.
Just on first.
I thought you. Oh my God! I thought you sang twice.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Just
see,
once, but
no,
Paula.
Just the first one. Just the
Paula,
first one.
You're seeing the future, baby. You're seeing the future.
You know
she's
what?
Coming back. All right.
This is hard.
Okay, Paula. Paula.
No, it's David.
Paula, who is your favorite? Who is your favorite? Paula, who is your favorite?
You know what? I'm looking at... It's your notes, David. You're fantastic. And it was a song that...
And you see, that's a lie, too.
Yeah.
Because she said that she was looking at the notes for the wrong contestant when she was giving him a bad review, and then as soon as she realizes that they're the other notes, it's a good review.
Well, it certainly is a live show.
I know you like this show, but really, you have to admit that, first of all, now you've booted out... one of the best, that Carly girl from last week. She's one of the most talented singers they had.
Yeah, but she's not, I hate to say this, with the accent, I really think that America doesn't feel she should be the American Idol.
You didn't care for her fake accent?
Now, see, this is the perspective I like, because to me, this is the perspective you bring in from the triad.
What does that mean? This is Middle America.
This is the Bible Belt.
True.
She ain't an American, so screw her. Even though she, I mean, what about Bono? I mean, you got some great.
He's
what about
American.
The Cranberries? Yeah, but they're still good singers.
But
what does it
American
matter?
Tom
it's
Jones.
American. It's American Idol. I swear.
Who's the number one judge on American Idol? The Brit, Simon Cowell.
We still got the Paula and the Randy.
Yeah, but still,
don't you think that's the reason? Think the normal person watching that show, subliminally, she was great,
no.
I liked her.
No, it's about the song.
It's about the singer and the song.
It was about the accent because she can sing.
You know, look, I know a lot of people have said the same thing about that one girl, Christy Lee Cook, when she sang God Bless the USA, the Lee Greenwood song.
And she was
that
so
was
likeable.
Great because we love to wave the flag and
the
all that. I don't buy that for a second.
Of what we expect the American Idol to be like, at least physically.
You know, this is a split decision. Let's get the final word. Buzz, how did you like American Idol?
I hated it.
But he never watched it.
You know, I don't know. Something happened. My TiVo didn't catch it last night.
He still doesn't watch it. You really think that's the reason she got voted off? Because she had an Irish accent?
Yep.
Hmm.
It's not Irish Idol.
Then okay.
Oh, it's American Idol.
You really believe in that?
Yes.
A lot of people
do. Why
do
you believe in that?
Because that's why I believe. Who was it? Taylor Hicks. It was down to Taylor Hicks. And what is it?
The guy from Lucky Charms.
Catherine McPhee was a better singer.
Don't pound.
But he
don't pound because you can hear that on the microphones when you're doing.
But Taylor Hicks was just more likable. It gets down to I think subliminally.
I think there's more credence to the theory that was floated earlier in the week that she was voted off because it was a borderline anti-Christian song.
I don't think
or
that.
An anti-Christian
you know,
song.
Versus look, I think there's plausibility with either theory, and I think they both suck if
I
that's the reason. Because the fact is, that show, to me, is all about the talent, and the most talented people
it should
win.
American
it should be.
Idol.
You know, and maybe,
let
really,
her go to
you're a dreamer.
No,
go back to Ireland, yes, siree.
You know,
I'm glad you're wearing gray today. Maybe I should. And I'm wearing blue. Look at this. It's a blue gray.
I like her.
I can't wait to have
you
on this show.
I said she's
my nipples are erect right now. This is exciting for me.
They were getting down to six of them. They had to decide. And I'm telling you, someone.
Here's the deal. Okay. She's so nice and sweet. Uh-huh. And everybody, it's Sweet Beth Ann. Sweet Beth Ann's coming back. But see, those are the views. I think they should ship her back to Ireland.
No, she,
what
she
the
didn't
hell
say that.
She, what the hell is she? Well, to me, she did
okay.
buzz. That's what I heard.
I think I heard it too.
It's a, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, what we ought to do, them Irish people, they come over here, take our jobs
I'm
as
Irish.
A bartender. And you see that arm of hers? She's all tattooed with the mark of the devil on her.
And after that,
I would
Beth
have covered that up in the top
didn't
six.
You? I'm an Irish American, and I kind of dug the thank you.
The hyphen.
I am really glad. I was kind of turned on by having an Irish girl in the competition.
I thought she was far and away a better singer.
Where's your Irish pride?
I liked her.
Your McBrittian pride.
But you have to think about the person calling in who is.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Tim, Tim, you're calling from somewhere. You want to talk about Paula. What can we do for you, Tim?
Do you think she was lost because she had heard them rehearse and had already written down her notes ahead of time?
That's the most common theory.
Are you,
they go to dress rehearsal.
Did her comments make sense after the second song?
You know, her comments just never make sense to me. But are you are you kind of, maybe, Tim, since you're trying to find an explanation from this, do you think you're probably hot for Paula just a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
See, I totally respect that. I really do. In a way, I respect that.
And I don't think it's drugs that she's on.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever saw, she only had three episodes of her reality show.
Mm-hmm.
She never sleeps. The woman works 24/7, 7 days a week. She's on one coast doing some show.
Just
and
like
then they
Beth
fly
Ann.
Her on a red eye to.
So
the
are you
East
defending
coast.
Paula Abdul and the fact that Carly is gone? Are you defending both those things
well,
on American
Paula
Idol?
Paula Abdul, she's undefendable, but she
all
doesn't
right, let me
sleep.
Ask you a
and
series.
She's promoting the exportation.
Right, on a totally unrelated.
Of the Irish.
Excuse me, Rob. On a totally unrelated subject here.
Yeah.
I have to. He is distracting me today. Like
well,
nobody's.
Don't look.
This is a political question because I know, and I want you to be honest with me.
I will. Always.
How do you feel about the news story that Buzz and I were talking about before the show about the fact that they're kind of dusting off the old war plans for Iran and they're going to perhaps you know send a couple of missiles in there if they
that's
if they're
scary.
But how do you really feel? I mean, do you think that's how do you feel about that?
I don't know enough about it to comment.
Okay. Research it. I just want to see. I've heard things about you and your politics, and I want to make sure I understand
what have
what's
you
going
heard?
On. I've heard that, you know, you're a little bit right
of right.
of Attila the Hun. that's what I've heard. Yeah, let's go to Taylor in Molesto. Molesto, California, you have something about Alicia Keys on Letterman. Was she hot?
Oh, man, I was just going to see if you tie-voted.
I have it on tie-vo. Is it mm-hmm. worth going all the way and watching it?
Well, first of all, I mean, she's a African like me, so I give her the utmost respect. African, you know, half.
Would
anyway.
That be a, would that be a, not a quadroon? And
a mulatto.
Mulatto. You're a mulatto, Taylor?
I don't like that very much.
You don't like that word?
I don't
not
like you
so much.
Very much.
I like African.
See? I coined that phrase, if you guys use it again.
What
but
is it again,
anyway.
Most?
African.
You're a Hafrican.
You made that up, Taylor?
Is Barack Obama a Hafrican?
He very much is a Hafrican. He just has really dark lips, so that throws people off.
Okay. Well, very good, Taylor. And I think Alicia Keys is turbo hot.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Especially
yeah.
when she does the little belly work. I enjoy that, too.
I like when you do it just then.
With my super duper belly.
It's
I'm having trouble
going.
Hanging up on people today. Keith from Loda. Keith from, he hung up, unfortunately. Let's talk to Wes in Harris, Pennsylvania.
Mike,
he must stop doing that.
Joe, I'm sorry. I'll tell him to stop when it stops making me laugh. Wes from Harris, Pennsylvania. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Mike, longtime listener and often siding with you, but in this case, I'm on Beth Ann's side.
All right, tell us why, please. Even though you hurt me, Wes.
And I agree with you, Mike, about what the show should be, American Idol, that is.
Thank you.
But I'm. You have to think about who's actually picking up the phone and calling this number and sending those text messages, and it's probably not guys like you and I.
Okay.
It's probably people who are going for that American voice and are
right.
going for that American look like a Taylor Hicks.
So you're so saying you probably think Beth Ann's right on that count.
Yes, but I'm
terribly sorry. We've
lost
the call.
I know who votes. My wife votes.
And who did she vote for last night?
Last night she voted like a mental patient for David Cook.
David Cook to me is hands down winner. You hate him?
Yes.
Why do you hate him?
Because he thought he was the winner the whole time.
He did.
That's
but
the reason God. I dislike him.
But he's mellowed out a little bit, and I think he's gotten a little handle on that. Yeah, he was cocky, but you gotta be cocky to do it the right
but
way.
But don't be cocky in the top 12.
You know who would be awesome to
be
win?
Be grateful
what?
In the top 12.
Saisha.
Saisha, I
she
love Saisha.
So much
you know,
fun to watch.
What, why did Simon have it out for Saisha?
All right. We'll continue with this a lot of other subjects. There's about only 400 things I didn't get to because we started talking about American Idol. And for God's sakes, I witnessed a motorcycle accident today.
Are you okay?
He's got himself.
877-365-3636 if you would like to weigh in on any of these ridiculous subjects that we talk about. Also, the first buzz of the day. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, later on in the broadcast, it is...
Tard sharks.
Argument Wednesday.
Not tard sharks. Don't try to anticipate.
Argument
Anticipators.
Wednesday.
It's not Wednesday.
Yes, we will. Rob fell. We will be right back with your phone calls in the first buzz of the afternoon on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.